be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Responsibility is a joke. Jesus came because he was responsible. Every disciple that he brought in, he trained them and he taught them, and then he gave them authority. And you're never going to have any type of authority without responsibility. He gives you authority to carry out your responsibility. Being a Christian is being anointed. The word Christian means a follower of Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one. Jesus Christ was anointed. And when we become Christians, we become anointed. So we take on a role. We take on a responsibility. God is our Father, and we have a family business. And in that family business, every believer, not whether you want to, it's not whether you feel like it, whether you believe it or not, but every scriptural believer had responsibility. So God wants to save you, sanctify you, fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost, give you authority that you might carry out with responsibility. You've got to do something. As a Christians, we come into the church and God works us over and he changes our life, but then he commissions you to go into all the world and preach the gospel because Jesus is coming. He ministered to his disciples about 3 years. He demonstrated and he taught them for about 3 years. And after about 3 years, they were doing the same things that he did. And the Bible says, you also will do those same things. Those that believe in me will do those things that I do. Every Christian should learn to work the works of Christ. And you're not going to work the works of Christ until you learn what your responsibility is. Some of y'all have been Christians for 7 years. Some of you have been Christians for 5 years. Some of you have been Christians for more than 3 years. Okay, some of you have been Christians for more than 7 years. Some of you have been Christian for more than 10 years. Well, Jesus took those disciples and he walked with them for about 3 years. And then they were able to do something. Why is it the average grocery is bigger than the local church? But yet we see fish on the back of everybody's car. How many of you got a fish on the back of your car? Jesus didn't call you to put a fish on the back of your car. He told you to do the works of Christ. Take the fish off and put the anointing on. So I commission you to get yourself some hot water and take that fish over and put some anointing on your hands. Now, Luke chapter 9, verse 1. You're saved, you're called to minister. Amen. And how do you minister? You just do something. Amen. Look at somebody and say, how do you start ministry? You get your butt up and do something. You just get ready to do something.